What up, what up, what up? It's the Roundtable Discussions with your boy Chris T.
I am Ron City.
This is episode, where we at, 99?
99.
We finally back home in Haven. It's been a long time.
Long time coming.
Brandon, you miss us?
Hell no, he did. You can keep it a buck, bro. You can keep it a buck.
Yo, we got a special guest in the building. Bridgeport native, right? Bridgeport native, Mr. Hyphen in the building. Give him a round of applause.
Hey, how you doing, man?
How you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Just get close to the mic so we can pick up those locals.
All right, cool.
All right, Mr. Hyphen. That's an interesting name. How did you get that name?
All right, so...
Besides, I know you're Spanish, so Spanish people have like six last names. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, Rodriguez hyphen Gonzalez.
Yeah, but it definitely didn't have nothing to do with the... Because Spanish, I do have like three different last names.
Or,
but I got hyphen from... back in the day, they used to call me T-Rock. And then T-Rock, T-Dot, and then it was like T-Hyphen Rock. And then, you know, the hyphen thing just kind of stuck. I dropped the T, you know, that's my street name. So,
where?
And I just stuck with hyphen. It just kind of stuck. I said it in a rhyme one time, and I just, I don't know, gravitated to me.
Dope. How long you been rapping for?
I've been rapping since like 96, 97. Just kind of to myself, 96, 97.
Okay.
98, got up with my partner Focus, and we've just been rocking ever since. Just kind of writing, you know, underground shit. You know?
Word. So you know Focus for that long?
I know Focus.
Focus
time.
Is a legend.
Word.
I hear that name in a minute.
I was actually there at the mixtape release that
yeah.
you did.
Yep.
Which was dope. I mean, anybody listening, like you had like a whole band there and everything. What's the name of the band that was there?
Born Sinners. They it was Hiroshima, his guys, they came out to the show. I wanted to do something different, spice it up a little bit, so I figured you know, let me do something different. You know what I mean? I don't want to just play a track out or something like that or spit over my vocals.
Yeah.
And we just did something like that. It was a little classy. It was smooth. I liked it. It really touched the night, you know?
Was it overwhelming seeing so many people there?
Actually, it caught me by...
Great turnout.
Yeah.
It was a great turnout. I missed it. I was like, fuck.
It was actually surprising because I was in the back trying to stay in a more private area, just kind of stay to myself. And Justin came in like, yo, you got to come out here. At least let these people see you, bro. Is it, you know what I'm saying? They come and they leave and I don't know what they're doing. I was like, what? So when I came out, I was like, damn, I had to give everybody dap. Like, yo, man, thank you for coming,
that's what's
yo.
Up. That's what's
it was
up.
Love. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I saw you doing that too, which I thought was dope because I personally don't know you, but I saw just the way like you mad appreciative of everybody that was there.
Yeah,
the
man.
Acknowledgement.
Because, at the end of the day, it's not the same if... somebody shares something and you hit the like on their shit. Like, nah,
right,
I gotta
right.
say something. Like, yo, what's up, man? Thank you for sharing, man. Good looking, man.
It's
a support thing, you know? It almost seems too animated now. People wanna use the computer for everything.
Talk
so auto answer and whatever.
Talk about
nah, man, you talking to me. You ain't talking to somebody writing for me. You know?
and it's free love. It's two taps.
Yeah, that's it.
And anybody hearing that voice, that's Ray. He was here episode 95 when we had Omar Wilson in the building. So
yes, sir. You know, shout out my brother. The Omar,
he's
okay.
everywhere.
He's Omar,
yeah, he is everywhere.
Yeah, shout out to Omar, man. So your relationship with Justin, and I don't know too much about you or much about him for that matter. I just know what I saw, the video that was playing, which I got to give you mad credit. I've been to mixtape releases like from local artists, never seen nothing like that.
Yeah,
it's more
you,
pretty
man.
Much CDs on the table, everybody drank. I might perform two, three songs, I'm out of here. That shit
all
felt
I,
like
yeah,
industry like, and it felt like it was like a mini documentary, which was pretty dope.
Well, I kind of wanted to, I kind of wanted to set the tone for how we're going to start, like, you know, moving the music as far as, like, the community, the rappers around me and stuff like that and people that's going to come out. If we're going to do this, let's do it right. You know what I mean? Let's not do it sloppy. That's why we don't get seen, bro. Like,
right.
that's why people don't see us because we do things kind of, like, generic. Let's step out of the box a little bit and let's upgrade. You know what I mean? It's
Absolutely.
Time to level up. So everything we do, we got to do it a certain way, man. It's all about image, man. And at the end of the day, you can't carry an image of... all this craziness and you out here walking around with a hole in your shirt. It's
Absolutely.
Just it's different, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So being that we in such a, you know, high caliber facility, it's only right to do it just right. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. explain the facility because people listening, I know how you guys, how you started recording there because you said it in the video, but explain to the people listening how exactly that happened. How did you meet Just and how did that relationship come about?
Well, the whole thing with Just was like this. I went to go get my tents done.
Oh,
he's the owner of just right, you know, just everything. Everything just right. He's the owner. So he has a car service, you know what I mean? He washes their cars and they do details and stuff like that. So I went over there to get my tents done. They had a tent guy at the time. I went over there to get one of my cars tinted up. I was just kind of zoned out, man. I had too much shit going on. So this little dude, Juan, man, he came up to me like while I was stuck in thought, thinking about, damn, man, what am I going to do with myself, man? So much shit going on, man. Like, I just needed something to, like, you know? And this dude goes, yo, you know they got a studio upstairs, whatever, this, that, and the third. And it was just crazy because I was like, as soon as he said that, I thought about, like, yeah, that's what I could do. Like, let me get into my music shit. Like, I ain't even going my bag yet. Like, so I was on some shit like, damn. So me and Just, we chopped it up about the studio, brought me upstairs. Yo, forget about it, bro. After that, I used to be there every day.
That's what's up.
I ain't have no session. Yo, Ray, am I lying? I ain't have no session. I'm in there from, like, the morning to the late night. And just, you know, get in where I fit in. Like, the whole time I would be there.
Vibing, writing.
And when I got that little... that little window of opportunity to just kind of like show and prove, you know, I touched a couple people, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. Those that follow and support and they believe in me and shit. Yeah. That's what really got me in there. Yeah.
I think that studio is good for the people, like especially where it's like dead smack, like where it's
at.
Yeah,
it's right in the center. It's on 105 Wood Ave. You can't miss it. I mean, we're going to start putting out the banners on the gate so that you could really see, like, because some people pass by that they think it's a dealership, car wash. Because in the daytime, everybody has day jobs. So we got a day business. So they going, you know, they at the end of the day, they're going to do what they got to do in the daytime. But after a certain time, that business shuts down after like 5:30, man, it's studio life, man. You see nothing but artists coming in and out of there. You never know who you're going to bump into in the hallway.
That's crazy,
I seen D from Rough Riders.
He's there like every week.
Yeah, I know. I seen him
every week.
A lot of celebrities in there, huh?
I forgot. It was not too long ago. I was walking out of there because, you know, I'm cool with Emilio. Don't Be Mad, the camera guy there.
Oh, that Mr. Don't Be Mad.
I was walking out of his office and shit, and I seen him. I was like, oh, that looked like Dean from Rough Riders.
Yeah, it was. D's always in the building. He's in there with Brillo. They working on, I think it's the EP now. So they doing their little thing, you know what I'm saying? He just did his little mixtape. General's Recruit, you know, it's real big for the state, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. So now you're like the first artist being pushed out of like Just Right Records, right?
Yeah. Me and Justin, we're actually partners. Just Right Records. We started Just Right Records and decided to take it a different level, you know what I'm saying? I broadened his horizons as far as like, yo, we could do something for real. If you give me the opportunity, I'm gonna show you what I mean.
Yeah.
And he was like, I mean, if you could get it lit, I was like, I promise you.
Yeah.
And thank God, you know what I mean? A year later, we here, like you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Yeah. What was that process like though? Like, I mean, like you said, you went there, you wasn't even thinking about no studio. Then you get into studio, now you're talking business with artists.
It was crazy just the growth, the business growth, because at first I'm just sitting there like, you know, I just want to make music. I want to do a song and da, 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 da. And then I just start building with people like Edwin, and I start building with, you know, different engineers and Mojo and Ace. And we start building about the business end of this shit. And I was just like, God damn, what am I doing, son? Like, I got to step my whole, you know, and it's not like I'm a dummy or nothing like that. My intellect is pretty good. You know what I mean? For a second there, I was dumbfounded, like, oh my God, it's like a whole different world that I don't know.
Yeah.
It's time to explore. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Once I went in there and just learned everything I had to do, I used to sit there and build with this man right here. Me and Ray sit there and kick it, right? A million questions, dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm asking all kind of questions, but people like Ray, like, they'll sit there and give me the right information, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to beat around the bush, man. Just tell me what I got to do. Yes.
You
know, so that's why, like, now, like, people be asking me, like, what I want to do, like, future, outside of music. And I kind of want to help other artists, you know, follow those steps that they need and people not telling them. It's free information, man. And people are holding it back, you know what I'm saying?
Talk about it,
so
man.
I got to sit there and probably be the guy that's going to step out there and be like, look, man, come check me, man. Hyphen consultant, bro. And I'll definitely guide you, man. I mean, I can't get you signed or no shit that, you know what I mean? But I'll definitely tell you what you got to do to just get this shit, you know, on the right path. Because a lot of people are just making music. It's more than music, bro.
Right.
Trust me.
What's some of your influence growing up? Who you listen to back then?
Man, listen. I grew up, like, underground era, so I like a lot of rare shit, you know what I mean? But if if you want to bring like big names and stuff like that, I mean, I'm Latin, so of course I listen to Big Pun. I listen to real lyricists like Big L. I like to listen to Biggie. You know, Jay-Z, he just has a different like approach on certain things, and I could really relate to him just being from the street. Nas, man, Nas was like, you know, he's one of them type of dudes, like, yo, when people, like, yo, Godson, like, definitely, yeah, bro, he gave us so many jewels early on.
He did.
That now when I hear people drop jewels, it's like, all right, Nas said that.
Bro. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever, no, bro, right. You know what I'm saying? Right. But at the end of the day, he was the first one that was trying to push that, you know, like, listen, man, we got to do this shit different. We can't be like that.
Yeah.
And he was the first one to try to bring that approach, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to bring the people together. And now I see, you know what I'm saying?
Anybody catch your ear now, or you're not really trying to hear the people now? Because, you know, shit's changed now. Everybody call it the mumble rap. Like, what you feel about that now?
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, man. All that mumbling shit is ridiculous, bro. Yeah. But y'all beats is fire. Can I get just a couple of y'all beat makers? And I guarantee you, we could cut the bag, bro.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
That's just crazy. Nah, their beats is so dope that it gets to the point where you don't even care what they say.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, fuck it, man. I don't even know what he said.
That's what it comes to.
I'll be like, whatever. The beat hot.
But you're bobbing your head still.
And it's just because the way the game is set up right now is like, sometimes people don't even listen.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to bring it back to that. You got to hear what people saying. Absolutely. Sometimes when somebody tells me, yo, listen to my song, I'll listen to it, bro.
Yeah.
If you saying something, I'm going to be like, that's what's up, respect, whatever.
Yeah.
But if I hear it and you saying nothing, you went from cakes to apples. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Now, there's a lot of mixed reviews on that 444 album. You know, people say it's fucking corny. Other people say it was dope. Did you listen to it? And if you did,
yeah, I listened
what's your
to
take
it.
On it?
My take on it is I like the way he came so raw. And I'm not talking about, like, raw and the stuff he was saying. I'm talking about raw, like, yo, he no ad-libs, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This nigga definitely dropped, like, a whole album on mono.
Yeah.
Hit no stereo. Like, you know, yeah, he really just wanted you to just hear him. He was in your face with it when I was listening to it.
Yeah.
So it was like, he's talking to me. So I'm listening. Yeah. He forced everybody to listen and forced all of y'all to go over there to Tidal and do all this extra shit just to get the album.
Yeah.
You're fucking on the business
genius, bro.
Genius.
He's a fucking genius, bro. Like his angles is definitely on point.
He moves as a boss.
You know.
He moves like a boss.
Fucking hove, bro.
Hell yeah.
We both literally just canceled our Tidal subscription right before walking in here.
Yeah.
I only got it for the album now. It's on album now. So I ain't no need to have it now.
Like,
you know?
Growing up, man, I looked up to that nigga, bro. I still do. I idolize that nigga. If there's anybody in the game right now, I'm talking about like from the business end, somebody that started from nothing, they brought it to something.
Yeah.
Definitely Hove, man. That nigga fucked my whole head up, bro, sometimes.
So ahead of his time, man.
Yeah, man.
So
absolutely.
Have you ever heard anybody say, like, yo, you kind of good for a Spanish rapper?
Yeah.
How do you feel when you hear that, though?
I'm so appreciative of it that I felt like me and a Spanish rapper, I was probably like the underdog, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times I treat myself like that. Sometimes I beat myself down a lot. I've always learned to just bring it all the way I got. Like, cause I can't be like everybody else, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just being different. I mean, the fact that I am different. I mean, I'm a Spanish rapper, bro. You ain't seen this in Pun, huh? Joel Ortiz and shit like that.
Yeah.
We talking about real lyricists now. Like, you know, let's do this shit for real. And I feel like there's not anybody out right now that's trying to bring it to that level. As far as, like, making, you know, hits, let's make some hits.
Yeah.
Anybody can get in the booth and just spit some bullshit, bro. I mean, come on, let's be real. We could write some shit and do whatever. Yeah, yeah, I could go in there and freestyle some shit, whatever. But I'm talking about, like, have you seen a Spanish artist, you know, come in there and just really put a record out, make it something, and I haven't seen it.
Do you think, like there'll be a chance? Because, I mean, Joel Ortiz is mad lyrical. Like,
no,
he's been, it's
beast,
been already,
bro.
Like, at least a good 10 years. Like, he's been nice.
I can that only dude. Salute that man,
yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying?
But he still don't get his
monster.
Just due. I feel like everybody's trying to find the next Pun.
Yeah, and that's what be fucking me up, because I'm a Spanish rapper, so everybody's like, oh, this dude, he has to bring it like on some punch shit. And it's not really that I'm bringing it like pun or anything like that or comparison. I hate when people compare. That's why I did that pun beat. I put on my mixtape. I spit over a pun beat on purpose because I don't do it. Nobody ever hears me do that because I just feel like I don't want nobody to compare me to pun. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's the best that ever fucking did it, bro. Yeah. So now I had a. How can I bring it up a notch? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's when I started doing Spanish music, outside of just doing English music. That's where I felt like, you know what, that's where I'm going to set the bar. Like, because I can make you a whole album in English. Dope shit, fire, whatever. Spanish, equally as nice, bro. Like, there's no slack there. You know what I mean? So that's where I felt like, as an artist, I was like, I'm going to bring it to the next level. Right. I haven't heard nobody do that. You know what I'm
since we said Spanish a couple times, are you Puerto Rican?
I'm Puerto Rican, 100%. Puerto Rican, I was born in Puerto Rico.
Oh, word.
Yeah. I was born in Puerto Rico. Yeah.
That's what's up. I'm half Puerto Rican. I've never been there though, but I would like to go one day.
That shit is real over there.
I heard right now it's real beautiful. It's not really
it's
nice.
It's beautiful, man. It's a beautiful place to just go over there and vacation. You know, that kind of shit. But yeah, I mean,
how about retiring to live?
Nah. I mean, you could retire there because they have good places. You could definitely retire there. It's just when you get to the slum part of it, like every hood got a ghetto, right? Yeah, every ghetto got a hood. So absolutely. They definitely got some. I mean, sometimes life is cheap over there, bro.
Yeah.
Like, real cheap. So,
So being from Bridgeport, what have you seen, like, difference in the music scene from, let's say, 10 years ago, like, until now?
I mean, I've seen the involvement of the producers.
Yeah.
Now, producers are starting to gain their little fame. And just like an artist, a producer is an artist, bro.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I respect that shit because it's like you without a person that could do the music, somebody that could lay vocals, and you don't got somebody on your boards. I mean, you really just a dude that you're talented, bro, but you ain't got somebody there. So that's where you got to just start building a relationship with these producers and engineers, bro, because if not, I mean, you're just a one-man army unless you could do it all on some J. Cole shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's an animal. That nigga can do everything himself, bro. J. Cole.
that's my favorite rapper. He got crazy talent.
That's somebody crazy that I listen to. Like I listen to him now. I listen to him, Big Sean. A lot of these dudes that I listen to, I listen to them because they saying something.
Word.
You know, I don't want to hear all that other shit. No disrespect to anybody else. Like little Don Q.
Don Q's dope.
Like his, you know, I like hearing shit like that. Dave East, these are the type of people that I'm listening to right now.
Dave East is like the newest. Like rapper that I can actually listen to anything. Like, after
I feel like he's a tougher version of J. Cole. That's just how.
Dave East, I could see and feel what he talking like. You know what I'm saying? So I like that. Like,
Do you listen to anything outside the region? Like, are you into like let's say any Atlanta rappers or Cali rappers, or are you kind of just really rock with like the Northeast?
Shit, I mean, as far as like on that side over there, man, I be listening to like Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? I be listening to. I haven't heard the game in a little while. I mean, I would like to because he surprised me.
Yeah.
You know, he did that, was it Jesus Pieces?
Yeah, bro, that shit was fire.
He fucked me up, and I was like, damn, that was game? Yeah. Like, I slept on him a little bit, you know what I mean? I knew he was nice. I wasn't taking that, but I didn't know that his artistry was up to par like that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I listen to a lot of people, man. I like T.I., man. Lil Wayne, I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro. That dude right there carried Cash Money and made it relevant all through them years, you know what I mean? So I still find it to be fucked up, that whole situation.
Yeah, I was listening to the Carter 3 the other day, and I was like, damn, yo. Like, that, I mean, because the Carter 4 was like, all right. But
yo,
the Carter 3,
the Carter
1, 2, and 3 were like,
was
were
the
crazy.
One, bro. Mm-hmm.
And three's then, with the B-bill, right?
Like, 3 and then 4. I remember when Carter 4 came out, I just came out of jail. So it was like, I was like, damn, let me see. Because before I went to jail, that Carter 3 was fire.
Damn.
So I was like, let me hear this Carter 4 shit.
Yeah.
I hear it and I'm like, damn, man, Wayne is dope, bro.
Yeah, it works.
He's dope. He started that whole skateboarder shit.
Yeah, he
bro.
Did. Hell yeah.
I just hate it because I was listening. I'm like, damn, like I don't think he's ever going to get that to that point where he was. You get what I'm saying? I think when he finally drops a Carter 5, whenever it comes out, it's like, I feel like he lost it. Like,
I feel like he got too lost in that other shit. I feel like he needs to reevaluate where he at right now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
To think of it like it's so
it's
weird.
It's just
how
that
the
he got
is.
You got to understand he got so much other shit going on, so we don't know what's going on. And in his mind, I mean, he might smack us all in the head for saying anything, you know, doubtish.
He's probably listening.
Yeah, because listening. I hope so.
Because I'm gonna tell you right now, because that Carter Five might be the fucking craziest shit you ever heard in your life.
Where?
Yo, the dude always surprises me. I'm always willing to listen. Even some of his recent shit.
He just dropped the mixtape on Dat Piff.
I heard a couple joints. And I was like, yo, come on, man.
He still got it for sure. I just feel like where he was, like when the Carter 3 came out, he was above Drake. Yeah. Now I was like, this nigga's like behind Drake, which is I would have never imagined that shit.
Drake still thinks, but you know what it is?
You got to remember, Wayne took a little break.
Yeah, he did.
That little break right there, it wasn't like it was a bad break. You know what I'm saying? The nigga had to go do what he had to do. Fuck it. But it gave Drake enough. You know what I mean? Window to, you know what I mean?
Nah, definitely.
To most fly,
definitely.
Boy.
But think about it. You mentioned Drake, Nicki, you got to look about Lil Wayne. Because Lil Wayne brought them both.
Most definitely.
I'll look at all three every time. Like, every time I think of Drake, I'll think of Nicki and Wayne. Every time I think of Wayne, I think of them two. You know what I'm saying? That little trio right there, they had shit fucked up. Can't nobody tell me different. Even some of y'all dudes, man. Nicki had y'all fucked up. Straight up, I'll be chilling with my girl, and I'll be listening to some of these females out now, like Cardi B. I love when my girl bumped that shit, son. I mean, I can't bump it by myself. Yeah. So I love when my girl bumped that shit. Picture me at the light bumping that. What the fuck is that?
Bodak Yellow is fire.
Which one is the one? I mean, it's that one, right? That shit fire.
That shit is crazy, but you're right. You can't really bump that by yourself. I was in the car with a shorty, and she had it. I was like bumping my head. I was like, damn, this is wild.
You pull up to the light, you hear that shit coming out the Beamer, nigga? That's my girl in there. Definitely. But whenever I'm in the car with her, she bumping that, I be like, hey, go ahead, bump. I like listening to this shit.
That's like a little guilty pleasure. That's the time you could listen to
real shit, I think people underestimating that girl too, yo.
Absolutely.
Like Cardi B, she fucking killed this. So, you know what I mean? I don't know if there's somebody writing behind her or anything like that. I don't even care, bro.
Even if there is, it don't even matter.
It don't matter,
bro.
Yeah.
That shit was hot, bro. She delivered it perfect. I was sitting there like, she's a groupie. I'm like, look, for real? She killed it, bro. Yeah. I like shit like that.
You can tell she really wants it, though. You know, she come from nothing, man.
I love that shit, man. Because I think people like that appreciate it more. Absolutely. Now, the key is this. Like DJ Khaled was said, the major key is after you get that bag, are you going to act funny?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I mean, in that video, she looks still super hood.
Nah, but you know what? I like the fact that she's definitely letting motherfuckers know. Like, oh, remember I used to make fun of my teeth?
Yeah.
Bag my paid teeth for her now. Teeth,
yeah.
Kid.
Word. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's real shit.
Mm-hmm. So, I understand you got to shit on certain people, but just don't forget who helped you get there. Like,
absolutely. Now, speaking of, because you just said it, like, I don't care either if anybody writes her shit. Like, she delivers it perfect. But because you're a lyricist, and there's been the topic of any artist that comes in, the whole Drake situation where it's like, oh, he got a ghostwriter, blah, blah, blah. What do you feel about that, being a lyricist yourself?
Drake, holla at me. I write too, boy.
Word.
Straight up. I respect it. And sometimes you can't disclose when you do shit like that, but I don't find nothing to be wrong with
me
that,
neither.
Man. It's part of the business,
absolutely.
Man. At the end of the day, he still killed it.
Hell, you see the defiant ones? Like, Dre and them was all writing for Eazy-E.
Yeah.
And then, mind you, Dre got his album, Snoop, The Doc, they all writing for him. So it's like, that shit was going on.
So it's like, come on, man. There's no problem with that. I could probably have a song, and I could just hear Ray spit it better. Ray, yo, listen to this. Boom, boom, boom. Go ahead, make it a hit.
Absolutely.
Just put me in there on the writings.
Absolutely.
It's all business. It didn't even have nothing to do with Drake. Drake,
exactly.
Like, fuck it, man. It's business, man. We going to get money off this shit anyway.
Absolutely.
We just split in the bag.
Absolutely.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
We all eat, yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure sometimes he finds himself in a situation where he's so caught up with so much other shit, he ain't got time to write. Like, yo, let me hear your shit. Let me hear that. I like that. Yo, how much you want for that? All right, here, sign this disclosure. All right, let's never talk about it again. I mean, he was so caught up. You never paid a nigga to do your homework?
Yeah.
Same fucking shit, bro.
It's a good analogy.
But the key thing that bothers me is, like, while everybody was like, oh, Drake got a ghostwriter, like, you see that homeboy was credited for the fucking songs that he helped Drake with. So it's like, we sitting here trying to state something that nobody don't know, but if you fucking do,
if
your,
you
research,
do your research, it's there.
He was there.
Word. So it's like, it don't even matter. Yo, you know what? To be honest, homeboy, I mean, I'm just putting a theory out mm-hmm. there, bro. Mm-hmm. Let's say, for example, it wasn't even that he wrote the shit.
Yeah.
Because now when you get real in-depth in the business, you could learn that, I mean, I could have just gave you a bar, or I could have gave you a word.
Absolutely.
And I'll give you credit just because you did that. That's yeah. how humble I am.
Yeah.
And guess what? Oh, I wrote for that nigga. You don't see my name on the thing? You don't see my name on the credits? Just because your name on it don't mean you did anything,
bro.
That's
true, too.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we got to look at that.
Yeah, agreed.
He could have easily just did him a favor. Like, right, I'll give you a point on my album.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to throw you a bone real quick. You know what I'm saying? That's it. And now the nigga took it somewhere else. All right, so if you writing for this nigga Drake, holla at me. I want to hit, boy.
Yo, that's a fact. That's how everybody should have looked at it. Like, yo, let me hit this nigga.
Yeah. Where the fuck Quentin Miller at? Niggas, exactly, yo, if he was writing that shit, bro, let me see. Let me see right here. I bet you any of my money, he wasn't delivering it like how that nigga. Come on, man. Drake been doing that shit for a long time. I feel like he evolved. And he evolved just like how I'm going through those same little steps. And I seen him go through those. So, I mean, for people to hate because somebody wrote on it, they wrote for the nigga. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, I mean, on a one-on-one, if me and him was to ever cross or bump heads, yeah, I'm definitely, yo, just sit right here in the same room and we going to write it at the same time. Nah, you ain't cheating me, bro. Because that'll be fucked up if you do disses like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sneaky, that I can't respect that. If you talking about a hit, you doing a song, getting money out of it, that's cool. But if we doing diss records, I ain't going to nobody, boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to write my own shit. I ain't dissing nobody, so nobody could be writing for me. Hell no.
Who would be one of your like dream collaborations?
Hov.
Hov?
Yeah.
Well, what about Hov you like? He was my favorite rapper until J. Cole.
J. Cole is nasty. Hov, he just kept it so real. Like, a lot of dudes will sit there and try to play around with the words, and they kind of confuse you and want to throw you off.
Yeah.
He's live and direct. He just tells you, at your wake, as I peek in, look in your casket, feeling sarcastic, look at him, still sleeping.
Like,
you get what I'm trying to say?
Bars.
Like, that's some crazy shit to say, bro.
Bars.
He's slick, y'all.
Real
slick. I like
slick.
That slick talk.
Real slick.
Brooklyn.
I like that.
That's a good you chills one.
Nah, he dead ass was like, he'll tell you like I wrote for Rockefeller like if I had to deal with them.
That's how we became best friends and arguing with this.
Everything
yo,
was
Rockefeller. Man, back when the whole Nas and Jay shit happened, that shit hurt me, man. I was buying this CD and this CD like, fuck it, man. I got them both. Yeah. You know, whoever wins, I had it anyway. But I felt like a lot of people just gravitated to Nas so much at that time because Hov was winning. You know what I mean? Hov was winning.
That's
so a lot of them were listening, but the ones that weren't listening, let's keep it 100. Yeah, some of y'all weren't even listening. Y'all just favored Nas because Hov was winning at the time.
Right.
Like, so it. Make this nigga look like the bad guy. Like, you know, but whatever. At the same time, I feel like both of them niggas did great. One of the best fucking back and forth
still
shit of all time.
Still,
people's it's one of the best. Only main reason nobody died, which is great.
Nobody died.
You know,
let's keep let's keep it. If y'all gonna do records
it
with it, let's keep it rap. If y'all want to bring it to the street, then do that shit outside of the booth,
word,
bro. Because that shit kind of you're mixing both worlds. Then anything get tied up. That's why we get categorized as violent people, rap music. Yo, I was supposed to do a show in Puerto Rico on the 27th of this month. And they actually shut down. They didn't give us the venue because they didn't want our type of music there.
Are you serious?
Fuck,
I thought we was past that whole.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Yo, that shit. It's Spanish. This is my Spanish world. So I mean, it had me so fucked up. I'm like, for real? And like, yeah, we had Bad Bunny already locked in. We was gonna do the show. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah,
and nah. Damn. I don't want that type of music in my venue. Like, what? It's the only place that was like in the center of that like area. It was like, but where else could we? And they fucked the whole shit up, bro.
Damn.
Yeah. Shout out to Pollo Loco, man. My bad, bro. fucked up that shit. it's fucked up they did you like that. Because he was the one making the moves and shit. Damn. You know what I mean? Him and his people. Gayo, Boston and shit, you know?
Yeah. I got to bleep out these names. I don't want to go in witness protection or some. These sound like some gangsters. I don't know. Like, Pollo Loco? Yeah. Some shit. Nah, yeah. Come on, no parts. Yeah.
Those are definitely my people's, man. They real good. You know, they're not in the music world, but they're big supporters.
Word, dope.
And then they definitely be, you know, they be doing what it do, man.
Now, do you and Just have plans to make Just Right like a record label in the sense where you guys will be signing artists?
For the most part, well, we already have a couple artists.
Okay, who you guys have on the label?
We have CT Focus. We have Tony Priceless, and we have also an engineer, Gentry Beats. We got a couple people, man. I mean, at this moment, I feel like we need to set up a foundation first, almost like a step one, step two, so that we already have that science, and this is how we're going to do it every time, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that way, it's like clockwork. Then we could take on more projects, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, we got my projects coming up and Tony Priceless and CT Focus. So, you know, it's gonna be a cold summer.
What's your writing process like?
Are
you like sober when you write? Do you like smoke?
I'm not one of them type of dudes that has to get fucked up to write a lyric. Nah. Okay. I actually sometimes if I'm already in that groove, I like to just smoke a little bit of ganj. And just keep it moving, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, sometimes on the weekend, depending on who I'm around or what type of wave they on, I'll sip. Yeah. You know, I have a little bit of Douce, some Remy or something, and we'll just zone out. Like, that'll get me a little hyped up, you know, probably write a little aggressive. Yeah. But for the most part, I'll just sit there and just kind of, you know, zone to myself. It depends on the mood, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
It definitely depends on the mood.
Cool. Now, you had, what is it, Go Hard?
Yeah.
That's the joint, the video you just dropped, right?
Yeah, we just dropped Go Hard from Reality Check, which is, this video, man, we shot it back in, like, October, but we went through a little process, you know, things happened, and we was actually able to, you know, get it back, edit it, you know, put it out for the release, and, now you could just kind of go to... This is 50.
We go almost every
blog and just go check it out. You know what I mean? And that's just the beginning, man. Like I said, that was like back in October. The only reason we released it because we just got it. I got two more for y'all.
Which video did y'all just shoot like the other day?
You Ain't Really Real. We just shot You Ain't Really Real over on Park Ave.
Yeah. I had to bring the table over there.
We're actually shooting the last scenes to You Ain't Really Real on Wednesday over in Harlem.
Oh shit.
I was thrown off because the video shoot that day, and then like a day later is like it's focused on Really Real too.
You Ain't Really Real, yep.
So I was like, yo, they just shot the video Saturday. How the fuck they got it up on Monday? It's crazy. I was mad confused.
What we did was we dropped Go Hard while we was filming.
That's dope.
You Ain't Really Real. So that's kind of like going to be the process.
That's what I was like, yo, that video editing was crazy that they got that shit done in a day.
That definitely took a lot of time. It took a lot of time. But we dropped it and then we shot one. So every time we drop one, we're going to shoot one. So it's more consistent, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So you said you're shooting in Harlem?
Yeah, we're going to Harlem.
Now, that's where Focus is from, right?
Focus and Tony Price, they're originally from Harlem. And, you know, those are my bros, man. So we're going out there to just kind of bring back they where they grew up, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, you know, give that story, like. So that way, it's not always just Connecticut. It's the whole tri-state, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We're on this whole area.
It's not just Connecticut, you know what I mean? Some people just want to do the whole Connecticut thing. I mean, Connecticut, baby, I'm here. But we're going to do the whole tri-state so that way we get this whole side giving us love.
That's
you know what
right.
I mean?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then we could spread it across the nation and it just kind of working like that. You know what I mean? It's like you got a fucking chalkboard full of words where you're going to start a little corner and then boom, move around. You know what I'm saying? We're going to clear this up though, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's kind of like what I'm trying to do. All
right, so we're going to do right now, we're going to play Really Real. I had both records, but... Yeah. The Go Hard, I was like, all right, it's already up there. People can see
it. People
I was
can
like,
see
let's,
it.
Let's hear it really, really real.
All right, that's cool.
So, Brandon, let's play Really Real.
Come on with that, man. Stop it.
You know who
fuck you mean. Come on. You ain't really real, you ain't really real.
Real nigga.
You ain't really real, you ain't really real.
Uh-huh.
You ain't really real, you just talk a lot. You ain't really real, you ain't real. You ain't really real, you ain't really
fuck
real.
Good, nigga.
You ain't really real, you ain't really real.
Hey.
You ain't really real, you just talk a
talk
lot.
That shit.
You ain't really real, you just talk a lot.
Okay. You ain't really real, you ain't really real. Just cause you got a gun, that don't make you real. I seen pussy niggas die gripping on that steel.
Right.
And seen real niggas die hesitating to kill. They breaking down the projects, RIP to DeVille. Now they breaking down Marina, shit is getting real. I'm on Park Ave, smoking up top still. I'm out of mad, cause I'm fucking his wife still. Am I being fake or am I being real? She holds the key to that, I'ma keep it concealed. I'm all about my business, about to close a deal. That's gonna get me close to a quarter mil. You ain't ready for me.
Uh-huh.
I'm known for assaults in the second degree. Us against the world is 2-0 with the 3. We hold the key to Pandora's box when I open and see.
You ain't really real, you ain't really real.
Real nigga.
You ain't really real, you ain't really real.
Uh-huh.
You ain't really real, you just talk a lot. You ain't really real, you ain't talk real. A lot. You ain't really real, you ain't really
fuck
real.
Fuck is good, nigga.
You ain't really real, you ain't really real.
Pop that, nigga.
You ain't really real, you just talk a lot.
Talk that shit.
You ain't really real, you just talk a lot. You ain't really real, you just talk a lot.
What you talking for?
Loud mouth niggas like to call the cops. I flipped a couple bundles in the corner spot. I hit a triple double like I own a rock. Came from East Harlem with the Border Rocks. 115th Street on the clock. Was a little nigga, only 5 on the block. 4 or 5, let it fly when I'm on the block. I'm out the window with it like an NWA. I got a muzzle if your muzzle got something to say. I know you Russell gon' get hit up with some of them things. I know this summer we gon' come up and go for that ring. Cause I'm a rapper and a fighter, we both gonna bang. I'm riding dirty with the gun and get both of them things. I got the 30-30 with 30 for all y'all. Fully loaded if any niggas want combat. You ain't really real, you ain't really real.
Real nigga.
You ain't really real, you ain't really real.
Uh-huh.
You ain't really real, you just talk a lot. You ain't really real, you
ain't
real.
Lot.
You ain't really real, you ain't really
fuck
real.
Fuck is good, nigga.
You ain't really real, you ain't really real.
That nigga.
You ain't really real, you just talk a
talk
lot.
That shit.
You ain't really real, you just talk a lot.
Who did that?
That was hard as fuck, man.
Shout out to Mojo,
Mojo did that?
Yeah.
Yo. Y'all need an extra verse.
Here's the bad part about that fucking this fucking song. And this is a good thing. I hear that shit in the club on some Remy.
Yo, right?
That's going to make me go to that fuck nigga.
That shit is 2017. Right. That's a fuck.
That's
the nugget.
That
nigga, yo. Really real motherfucker.
I ain't lying. That was
I saw you the other day.
That was
saw
your definitely fake a Duce Remy night when we was putting that together. Yo,
I like that shit, though.
Wilding the fuck out, bro.
That beat is
the
fucking.
The energy. Like, yo,
for anybody who hasn't heard the record, was it Go Hard, right?
Yeah, Go Hard.
Y'all, you and Focus clearly got chemistry on y'all records. Like,
absolutely.
It's super hard.
Yeah, super hard. We've been doing this shit for so long, it's like, we already know how to, you know what I mean?
Shit.
Like, if I came at it too fast, he'll sit there and be like, all right, I'm going to come like this. You know what I'm saying? So that's how he do it, like, you know what I'm saying? So,
y'all feed off each other.
Not like the going back and forth, and I ain't going to put the pressure on y'all, but it's very like, the chemistry is like Jada Styles. Like, I don't know if you've heard that before, but it sounds like hearing that song, it just sounds like I could have heard Jada and Styles
that
the
shit,
same shit.
Ooh,
like,
that shit
hard.
Jada
that
Styles
shit,
on the remix.
That shit hard.
That'll be the hardest. Yeah, but
we can make
that
happen.
Let's do it.
Plug talk.
Give me a little 2% for throwing that in the air. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
That's a dope record, though. That's a dope record.
I want to hear that again. Like, Is that out or something?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not the first time we get compared to the Locks, man.
Where?
Me, Tony Priceless, and CT Focus, like, we just heard that, like, probably around the time when I started putting a little team together and shit. I started reaching out to them, like, no, we got to do this, man. What the fuck you mean? We've been doing this shit for so long, we're going to play around now?
Yeah.
I was like, I got an opportunity, like, let's do this. And that's kind of like the same kind of vibe, I guess, we give people is that D-Block kind of locks kind of shit. You know what I'm
raw,
saying? So
raw lyrics, but
they love it, yeah.
Dope. Dope.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
that shit. Nah, I need to hear. Yo, I just don't want to hear that in a club when I'm remembering, man. I'm gonna really go to that fuck nigga and say, yo, man,
you ain't really real.
You ain't really real. This song's about you.
Like, yeah, that's for you. Because think about how many people could just point at each other.
Yeah, getting your feelings on that Remy, man. That shit's knocks, man.
We was definitely reckless.
Yeah, I know Mojo. Did Mojo do a lot of your production on your
On Reality Check, man? Actually, he did. He did most of it. Me and him, we sat there. Used to just get blocks, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Studio time, and just sit there and just start working, bro. Like I'm a workaholic.
Did you know him before, like the whole Just Right thing?
Nah, I met him there, man. Oh, and he was such a cool nigga, man. Like he was so like, all right, yeah, what you need? Yeah. And he was helping me out. He didn't even fucking know me, so I gravitate to people like that, man. Oh, because sometimes, I mean, I might not have all the answers. I might not know a lot of things, but maybe you do. I learn something new every day, so I appreciate every time I do, man. And Mojo, he did a lot, man. Crack cookers in the building, you heard? Mm-hmm.
Talking about it.
Pull your local crack cookers, all that shit. It's just real serious in here.
Yo, that's Mojo Beats. That's his little movement. So
that's a hard beat, though. I did not expect you. I don't know his work that much. I know a couple people worked with him, but didn't expect to say that was his.
I'm gonna tell you this right
coming
now.
This coming out of Connecticut right here. That song right there. I like that shit.
Yeah, this like dude. Listen, Mojo has so many beats that he just like boop to the side, boop to the side. Like he don't even realize he's doing it.
Yeah.
He just got so much going on that
work.
By the time he gets back to some hot shit, he like damn, and he's like damn, that's old. I'm like, but that's old. Nigga, give me this. Hold on, let me do my little touches to it. So he'll spice it up and everything. But yo, Mojo Beats, Gentry Beats, Conscience, these dudes, Diddy Broker. You know what I'm saying? Like these dudes.
I'm familiar with his shit because NAR works with him.
Yeah,
a lot.
They put in work.
We have to stop buying there, man.
Come by. Anytime. Man, it's a one-stop shop. Let me tell you something about the facility, man. Yeah. As soon as you come in, we have a videographer. Video chemistry. We have a photographer, Shooters Inc. You come around the corner, we got Studio A, Studio B, we got ER Music in the back. Bro, we have engineers, we have everything you need to come through, make a record, shoot the videos, take some pics, and go home, bro. Call it a day.
That's definitely the only studio.
That's the only studio.
I've been to a lot of studios in Connecticut. Obviously, Sound Off, we recorded out of there.
Yeah, those are my peoples, man. Yeah. Mike Piff.
I still fuck with Piff. Yeah, he's a real good
dude. That's my boy, man. When y'all see him or if you listening, boy, what's up, man? He did a couple of my joints too, yo.
But Just Right feels like the industry studio. Like, in a sense where, like, you walk in there, like, I go in there, to go see Don't Be Mad, I see M.A.R. walk out. And then, an hour later.
Yeah, I refer to it as, like, the quad of Connecticut.
That's the best way to describe it right there, definitely.
It's a compound. It's not just a recording studio. We have the live room. We have
a lot of things going on.
Offices in there. It's you know, a lot of people in there working, a lot of creative minds.
Yeah,
so
definitely. We have, I mean, everybody comes through there, from people that do graphic designs to live drummers and band players. Like, I mean, when you sit there and you're just around artistry all day long, I mean, I don't be wanting to go home, bro. Fuck that
shit.
Yeah,
we live there.
I like that type of feel.
I get in trouble and everything. Shout out to my girls. You right here looking at me like, oh, crazy.
That priceless face, like, oh.
But it's just, yo, you'll go there for 5 minutes and literally it'll pull you in. You'll be there for forever.
I've done that plenty of times. I like walk in with my son and I hit Don't Be Mad, like, yo, make sure no butt around. Like, I'm cool to walk in with my son. Yeah, you good. I'll come in there thinking I'm going to talk to him for like 10 minutes and then M.A.R. walked through the door, and then Danny Evans walked through the door. And all these people I know, I'm like, yo, I can't even come there for 10 minutes. Man. I'm there for like an hour or two before I leave.
Danny
like,
Evans, too. Shout out to Danny Evans. That's my boy. Shout out to Light Up, too, M.A.R. That's my man.
That's my guy.
You know, it's good because, you know, you got you, M.A.R., and, you know, big. That's big up for the city right now. Brillo, yeah. Even like
Brillo, yeah,
making that noise for everybody mm-hmm. else to be heard. I think that's fucking dope. You
yeah,
know?
I mean,
about
I
the goddamn yo, time though.
Honestly, I just think it's all about consistency, man. Yeah, and I've sat there in the middle of my sessions when I first started coming to the building and just kind of getting in tune with everything. And I remember sitting in the booth in front of the mic, looking out through the glass, and I looked there. I see Sholi, see Brillo, yeah. I see Mar, I see so many dudes that do music inside that room that when I look back now, you yeah. know, everybody kind of like doing their thing. Everybody picked up the pace and everybody doing their thing. I'm like, damn, I was in the room with all these dudes, dog. So it's mm-hmm. like down the road, like, you know, a couple yeah. years from now, when we looking back at it, it's like, damn, like, look at Brillo over there. What up, boy? Like, yo, Mar, what up? Like, everybody just on their own, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's dope.
And it's mm-hmm. it's crazy to be able to
City
say that
right
I'm right here in the beginning, in the heart of the shit, you yeah. know what I'm saying? So it definitely is a blessing, man. I feel blessed.
So, like with music, it's they say it's tough to make money off of it right now. How do you feel like, you know, putting money into videos and things like that and not seeing, you know, or what equals the monetary value for you? Like, if it's just the love or is it like...
Yo, man, listen. When it comes to this music shit, honestly, all this money shit and whatever, fuck, that shit's just coming about now. Like, honestly, me and Focus, we don't give a fuck about the money, bro. Right. I mean, we give a fuck about the money.
Of course,
but we don't give a fuck about the money
I know
to
exactly
make the
what
music.
You're talking about.
We gonna make the music regardless.
Word.
But right, why would you, right, being a entity or enterprise or just a big corporation, invest your money into these artists that aren't even worth putting into a studio to do this nonsense?
Right.
And they really not putting no effort into this shit when you could put a bag in my hands. I'm gonna give you everything I got every time, yo. You know what I'm saying? Me and my team, that's our heart, our passion comes from that. Like, we do it because we love this shit, bro. Right. Grew up on this shit. I listened to, man, you know what, man? When I was listening to Mobb Deep and shit like that back in the day, man. You know what I'm saying? Some of these dudes right now, they like the new era, they don't even know who the fuck these people are.
Yeah, that's the shit that bothers me a lot.
That drives me crazy because I'm like, yo, how is it that you're a rapper and you don't know who Big L is? You're disrespecting me right now, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, do your research.
Like you don't even know a bar, nothing. Like that kind of shit fucks me up, bro. And it's a reality, but it's because, you know, these people coming up right now are just accepting anything.
Yeah.
You could say I fart on a beat, and I'm hot right now.
Did you hear that, yo?
I'm the hottest.
Yeah. Hey, my boy said I fart on the beat, yo.
It's funny because I really did say that.
That's how that shit is, though. I'm like, yo, the
yo,
fuck?
It's crazy. You could just say anything right now. And I just feel like, all right, so if y'all listening to anything, let me say something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hey, they listening to anything, right?
That's true.
So let me give you the same bounce you get from this nothing that you're hearing. Yeah, yeah. And
please give me some
something.
Jewels,
yeah,
man.
Let me
give
drop
me some jewels.
Something. Yeah, yeah. That's my whole thing, you know what I mean? Now, I think a lot of the artists that I grew up listening to, I think they got caught up in the whole, oh, I'm not going to change my ways.
Yeah.
No, man, listen. Hey, the same way we evolved from baby to grown-ass old men
speak
that's going to die, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to evolve in this music as well. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Do.
And there's only but so many that could carry around that crown and say, like, yeah, I've you know, I made it through all these years,
it's
all
true.
These different kind of shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and those are the ones that I be looking at. Like, damn, what got him through all these years?
Mm-hmm.
And how he stood so relevant?
Yeah.
And it's because he kept up with the times. If
Absolutely.
Not, he was ahead of the time.
Absolutely.
So the same way... people be saying like, "Yo, T man, you like ahead of your time right now," and it's because I've been plotting this shit for years, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I've already been having a plan of this
yeah.
shit, so now that it's coming into effect, it's just easy to execute it.
Mm-hmm.
If I stay 10 steps ahead, then I'm gonna be 10 steps ahead.
And they say
you know?
Timing is everything, you know.
Everything.
So sometimes the timing. Just,
sometimes I be having records and stuff, and I just want to drop it right now. You can't do that, yo. For real. Fuck, man, shit fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's all about just timing and executing it and not bullshitting with this shit, man.
Like, I gotta be honest, I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm hearing you talk, but I ain't really listening because that really real shit is still stuck in my head.
Yeah.
So your mouth is moving, but all I hear is like, he ain't really real, he ain't really real.
That shit's definitely catchy.
When is that video dropping?
Man.
Is the song out? Or
we gotta wait like another 5-6
actually,
months?
The song is out right now.
Oh,
you
yeah.
could go on YouTube right now, MR- on YouTube, and you could listen to it right now as much as you want. But the visual will be done as soon as video chemistry pumps it out, bro.
Right,
gotta still, like I said, we gotta shoot the last scenes in Harlem, and then we'll be ready. But he has a pretty pretty decent turnaround, so it won't be long. As soon as we finish shooting the last scenes, I'll be able to give an exact date. Like, you'll probably know because I'll post up a flyer and shit and let people know, like, yo, it's coming, bro. You know what I'm saying? Be
I just now hearing the song and knowing that, like, where it was going to be shot that day right on Park Ave, I'm like, damn, man, I wish I was at the video because now I know that shit had to be
that
lit.
That shit was fire, man. Yeah, it was fire. Definitely fire. We was melting. Shout out to my people. Shout out to my people that was melting. They was right there melting 100 with
degrees
me.
Out.
I was actually going to Six Flags that day, so don't be mad. Hit me like, yo, you know, come out to the video show. Like, I'm going to be at Six Flags that day, but I had a table that I let Just Right use, whatever they got. Like, they put their merchandise on it.
Oh,
yep. So I was like, yo, I'll just drop it off in the barbershop before I head up to Six Flags. But then, like I said, like, now hearing the lyrics to the song,
that
shit had to be crazy. And it was right on Park Ave by, like, where
Southend Connection, Roots, man.
We got
Just Right
Clothes
over there. Yeah.
So
you guys are coming to Harlem.
That wasn't the Harlem.
I think I'm making it to Harlem. I think
that was the following week.
Okay. I did see
that very following
week. Yeah, it was
the
following
week. Yeah, the following week.
But basically, where everybody chill at during the Puerto Rican parade, right there.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's what, you know what?
Yeah, that's the spot.
You know, I'm not even going to say nothing.
You say we should have did it a week earlier.
I'm going to say, that's still my idea. But next year.
Yeah, don't say that. Yeah, don't. Keep that shit to yourself, brother.
So this Harlem one, Ray, you know, shoot me a text. Like,
I mean, if you want to come, yo, listen, man, like I said, you're more than welcome. We those type of dudes that. We want the city to get involved. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We want everybody to come out sometimes because, I mean, it's a representation of us, bro.
That's
like,
true.
We the people.
That's right.
They don't see us. Like, you know what I mean? And people think that, he getting a little... I don't give a damn about that, man. If they don't see me, they're not going to see us. So we got to see, you know what I'm saying?
Out of sight, out of mind.
We got to work together, man. At the end of the day, if the city get involved sometimes, not the city, but I mean, all I need from them is just give me the permits, bro. Stop giving us a hard time, man.
I know.
That's all I need. Just give me the permits. Give me reign of the city. I just want to shoot videos and shit, bro. I'm not killing anybody, bro. What the hell's going on?
They give so much trouble on shit like that. It's crazy.
Yo, the reason I said that we're not killing anybody, how to make it so dramatic, is because the way they roll up to you is like you committed murder, bro. Like, they roll up, bikes, like, come on, man. You die, you're doing the most.
I think, was it for the
free smoke video?
One? Yeah, the cops rolled up on y'all, right?
Man, they shut us down.
For real?
We was going to have the whole project full of bikes and crazy. The whole project is going to come out. They love me out there, you know what I'm saying?
How do you expect us to be creative?
And how do you expect us to just kind of build and grow, you know what I mean?
Word,
like, we're not bringing a bad look to the city. We're bringing a good look to the city.
Absolutely.
They thought it was just a bunch of people just trying to get together and start some bullshit. No, bro. So they came and they turned Free Smoke into a straight up, y'all want to fuck with us? We're going to shoot the video in front of your face. Straight up. They took Justin's bike. And it was registered and insured.
What?
His shit registered and insured, bro. They took his shit anyways, told it, like. And he told his other kid's bike. Everybody else was like, fuck it, I'm not pulling in there. Fucking cops, nah, we out.
And
they had
this
shit looking so crazy that the people that were going to pull in, they just came around the corner, whoop, turned around and left.
But
like,
they wonder why we say fuck the police, though.
Yeah. But
look, next time, everybody bring bicycles. You know what I'm saying? Make sure nobody... They can't take your bicycles.
Yeah,
so bring that shit
with you.
Bring that to Harlem.
They probably still hit you with Lorderman, man. They just corny like that. Yeah.
That's whack as hell, though.
That's why I had to make it, like, for You Ain't Really Real, I had to make, like, a flyer, an announcement, commercial, everything. So that way... You know, people can start seeing, like, look, man, that kind of shit ain't going to always be happening, bro.
Yeah.
It's not. They can't stop us, bro. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep doing it whether you like it or not.
But, like, damn, like, for something positive, like a video shoot, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt. Well, we just did a kickball tournament.
But think about it.
A few weeks ago.
It's in the history, bro. It's always happening.
It is.
The cops rolled up last year. They gave us trouble for the music. This year, the cop rolled up. I'm like,
he rolled up, like, three times.
On a kickball tournament?
Yo, he rolled up, like, three times. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, yo, it's kickball.
Like, we're fucking
kicking
the ball.
Nobody's doing
nothing. Wow, that's crazy.
That's like saying I can't kick a, what's them little beanbag things?
Hacky
sack. Yeah, hacky sack. You can't hacky sack, bro?
Word, right? That just sounds crazy.
What you doing, bro? Or if you get a little fidget or whatever, I can't spin this thing?
Yeah, word. Exactly.
Like, they really getting out of control. And I think they just
scared.
Hate us, man. But
scared.
Honestly, they need to stop being so overly scared, bro. If you ain't do nothing to me, you ain't got to worry about me.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing nothing wrong, so why are you even bothering me? Yeah.
Word.
You know, that's just a matter of just leave me alone, bro. That's why, like, in the feds and in jail, like, you see the COs, they treat you like how you treat them. Like, there's no, like, all right, you got a little suit or whatever. little fucking outfit and you're a cop or whatever, but as long as you respect me, bro, I ain't got no problem with you, man.
That's how it should be.
And don't do no funny shit like ask me questions because I don't know shit.
They treat us like zookeepers, basically, yeah. Like how they are with the animals. Yeah. Like they come up like, yo, if I ain't grilling you, I ain't looking your direction, why even pull up on me?
Why absolutely. Even pull up on me? Absolutely. That's why when they pull up on you and you in the car, you just look at them like, all right, here, boom, boom, boom. Like, can I know why you pulled me over, officer? How you doing? Like, what's up?
Word.
I want to know. Because they'll just do whatever with
yeah,
you.
They will.
They'll do whatever they with will. You. You have to address it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I got arrested in the Bronx. This was last year. I had a template on my car from Connecticut. And they arrested me because they thought it was fraud.
Yeah.
So I got arrested. Missed a court date. I was actually going there for a court date.
Wow.
Missed my court date. Had to show up. They ended up throwing out that other case. But then I had this whole other case.
Yeah.
Which... It wasn't like they could just say, oh, my bad. You're right. That was a template from Connecticut. We don't have those type of templates. And I told the guy, like, yo, I'm from Connecticut. He's like, oh, no, we know about the templates. I'm like, this is a template. Then I go to court for that shit. They can't just throw it out like, my fault. We inconvenienced you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah, they got
to say, well, as long as you don't get in trouble for 6 months, this case.
What the
fuck? They always have to do some extra shit.
Y'all fought, though.
Yeah, we're going to put you on 6 months unsupervised release. And you can't get in trouble.
I was like, I shouldn't have been pulled over in the first place. Yeah, like y'all not versed in Connecticut like
that's the handcuff. Yeah. You don't even know it. It's already a cuff on you. They're just trying to keep that hold up.
Word.
You know, they're trying to hold you in there. Yeah. Like, fuck that shit, man. I'm tired of the whole system, man.
I hear that.
They make mistakes every fucking day, bro, but they try to act like they don't.
Yeah.
Yo, there's people in jail right now, probably innocent, or they just case got overlooked or you know what I'm saying? Like that's fucked up shit. Those kind of mistakes, you can't be doing that. You're playing with people's lives. They got kids, they somebody's son.
Time
brother, uncle,
back.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know, but you can't give that back, bro.
Hell no.
Yo, you can't get that. They just gave my boy, he had life, man. So I was with him in the feds, and it was fucked up because I'm like, damn, man, this dude's such a cool nigga. And what made me look at him different was when somebody told me he had life. I said, man, shut up, man. You crazy. That nigga probably going home in a couple years. Ain't nothing. Nah, he got life, bro. That shit, it turned my whole stomach because he was such a real dude. He was like a big bro. Like, I'm like, nah, he got life. We never talk about that. Like, you don't just come up to me, what you doing?
Yeah.
It was a dude next to my cell that was doing three lives. They gave him 300 years.
Shit.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how is that even
that's
humane,
excessive.
Bro? That's excessive.
Too much.
That's too much force, bro. Listen, you only got one life. What the hell are you giving me 300 years for? I ain't living that long. Who am I, Jesus? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand that. And the dude, he went back to court, did all his paperwork. It took years of him sitting in jail going through these processes. But they gave him that time back. Now they overturned his life sentence, and he's about to come home sometime this year.
Holy shit.
Shout out to D-Nice, man.
That's amazing.
That's my boy, man. That's crazy. So it's like, you know, look how long he was sitting in jail. What is it, like 17 years before y'all could correct that?
That's fucking crazy.
That's fucked up.
I don't think I would have lasted that long.
But you gotta have hope nowadays because you got OJ,
like,
OJ's home, and then you got Max B's gonna come home.
Yeah.
So you gotta have hope.
You gotta have hope
and gotta stay strong.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Hell
you know
yeah,
what?
He
never gave up, bro. He said, nigga, as long as I'm breathing, I'm gonna keep trying. Yeah. And for 17, I think it was like 17 years, man. He just kept trying and kept trying and kept trying until he got that motherfucker. Right? Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of deep, yo. that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, yo. So before you walk,
he's from out here too.
From New Haven, or like, oh, where?
Danielle Radio, yep. Be nice.
I don't want to know these names. I'm blue.
These are real dudes, man. They're not gonna, you know, they ain't doing nothing illegal or nothing like that. You feel me? So it ain't no crazy shit. These are just real people that, you know, that, I mean, that dude right there, he'll probably come home and probably be like a big brother to probably a lot of people out here. Probably guide them in a different route. Listen, man, I told him before I came home, I was like, before I was getting released, I told him like probably like 3 days before, like, yo, make a list, whatever you need,
Yeah.
I got you. I don't care. You know what he did? He gave me the piece of paper back and put on the paper, just go home and be the shit. Like, what?
That shit probably
killed. Yo, look, I get goosebumps, bro.
When he told me that,
I was like, I went back to the cell, man, stop playing, man. What you want, bro? Like, money, whatever. I'm going to send you some bread, pictures, this, that, and the third. And he was like, man, I don't want nothing, man. I just want you to just go home and just do what you've been doing in here. Yo, every day I'll be in the music room in there.
Where?
Every day, bro. Yeah. I went to music theory, everything, just to get past to the music room so I could just zone out and listen to beats by myself. Like, I mean, he used to see me just pushing for it so much after the concert in the feds. And he was there, like, that's what's up. Like, you killed it. You know what I mean? It was just, he knew I had, like, a passion for it, and I should just push for that.
That's dope.
And when I came home, I was like, fuck it, man. You know what? start doing this, doing that. And then when I had the opportunity.
Damn.
Yeah.
When he went in, payphones were popular. Now you got to come out and use iPhones. That's crazy.
That's a whole fucking change.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
That's a life, yo.
He sits down, and he talks to his son on the phone, and his son is the one that keeps him up with the day. He was saying, what's that thought? He was saying, he said, yo, I swear to God on my kids. He brought up like, yo, what's a thot? I was like, what?
what you heard that?
Like, what are you talking about? So he fucked me up because I didn't know what it was. I was still locked up too. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't up to par with the whole thot thing. So then I asked some of the little young dudes from like DC and shit like that. They knew what it was. They broke it down, told me it was, you know, whatever. So I'm like, yeah. I went back to D and I said, man, who told you that, man? How you learned that, bro? You hanging out with these little young dudes, man? And it was his son. He said his son kept up and he said that telling him about the styles, like how they wear the pants. He said they're a little bit more fit now.
Where?
D Nice was like, what? Hold the fuck up. I like tight? Like, I ain't wearing no tight shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But it was just crazy.
Rid of a couple 3X hoodies and sweats like just last year. I was like, it's time to get rid of this shit.
I got a lot of jeans I gotta get rid of. They just don't look right.
Alright, so before you roll about here, you got some bars for us?
Shit, whatever you want. Okay,
alright, Brandon, let's play this beat.
A young man who had a plan to take over this world full of greed and scams. There wasn't nothing to eat but corned beef and spam. Running wild with a gun with no grease to jam. On the daily, niggas would try to play me. So I grabbed a 380 and put one in his gas tank. Bye, baby. I'm sick in the head like a pit bull. They feed lead. I ain't gonna stop snapping till everything here's dead. Like I said, death to y'all. All I got is my balls and my word. It's absurd to be subtle with y'all. The beat huddles over my bars, which means I'm in charge. Mr. Hyphen grew up to be a soloist star. My distribution is the conclusion of my illusion. Now I'm cruising. There's no money that I'm refusing. When choosing women, I'm smooth like linen. If you ain't want no dick, ma, then why you grilling? Keep it moving. I love you haters, so keep booing. And I'ma keep saying fuck you, keep suing. And the story goes on to when I felt like a pawn. Moving around in the streets, looking for beef till it's gone. Selling diesel to the people, creeping around in the morn. Popping E, smoking trees, motherfucker, I'm gone. In a different world with a different girl every night. Don't bother judging, man, I'm trying to get it right. Ain't nobody budging, so I'm bringing them the fight. Everybody's in the dark, so I'm bringing them the light. Dedicated to be the best rapper on the mic. We not alike, we opposites, you sound incompetent. The rule of option is you quit before you bring the noise to be destroyed. I bring myself and my toys, I don't need my boys. Ready to go, I'm the debt that already deployed. I'm the captain of this shit, man, I run this shit. So if this motherfucker sink, I'm going down with it. I'm not a coward. You can hear the power in my voice. As soon as I speak, you hear tires screech to a halt. Everybody's like, did he just say that? Yeah, motherfucker, suspects, don't play that. We terrorists like Arabs. In the subs, jacking all brand new Maybachs. Just to take a spin. Let the record spin while I get it in. Like a veteran, who you think's better than me? You can fucking put your money where your mouth be. And try your luck if you think you got out me. Soon you will learn that you shouldn't doubt me. And me getting defeated is so unlikely. I might be one of the realest in the league. And you should acknowledge I ain't even at my peak. I be kicking knowledge to my brothers and my seeds. For they the ones that see enough potential to believe. Please. Read
read about my life so you can have something to dream about. And listen to my mixtape twice before you toss it out. A lot of people don't understand what I'm talking about, but the ones that do say I'm a genius is holding out. Haters pray on my downfall, but there's a change of plans. I wanna thank y'all for the support, y'all my biggest fans. Why you envy? Cause I ball when I'm out with the fam. Started off broken and bam, blew up like bomb in a van.
Yo,
round of applause, yo.
Yo, fuck that.
Fuck. We're gonna have to change the name to 100 Ball Hyphen. Shit.
100 Ball Hyphen.
I just needed to hear what kind of beat y'all gonna hit me with.
For the couple people we had on this shit.
He definitely bodied that.
I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. That was the best shit on this goddamn. On this show.
Thank you, man. Real shit. It, yo.
Real shit. Yo, I fuck with you because...
Yo, I was feeling it, yo. I don't know what
But I fuck with you only because I feel real. And, you know, some people just come on the stage and, you know, no disrespect. You know, they can't get that...
Yeah.
I felt everything. Yeah. Goosebumps.
That's how I do it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Dude, that shit had me so zoned. Yo, what beat is that?
I need that.
That shit hard.
Nah, but what we're going to do, though, I'm going to give you credit, but I'm just going to save that for myself and I'm going to redo it. Myself.
Fuck it, bro.
I lost my rap career.
All I need is a check.
He could rap himself.
Oh, I lost my rap career.
He could rap himself. He just don't want to no more.
I'm just going. Hey, listen, whenever you said hyphen, I'm gonna just take that out.
Every time you feel like somebody got you feeling like you can't, always say yo, I could, nigga.
Yeah,
Come on, go in your bag, yo. You probably got a whole different sound. You playing?
I tell him that all the fucking time. I tell him that all the fucking.
No, those bars are serious though. That shit. I thought he was gonna stop like after a little pause.
Come from a real nigga.
I was for a second. I was like, I just felt it.
Yeah, I felt it too, and I was like, oh,
I could hear it so good. I was like, let's go.
All right, let the people know where they can follow you on social media and get your Reality Check mixtape at.
Okay, well, y'all can go on www.justrightrecords.com/hyphen. You can also follow me on Facebook, hyphen Torres, HYPHEN. TORRES. And if you want to go on Instagram, it's MR.hyphen, Mr. Hyphen. And if y'all got Snapchat and y'all want to hit me up on that shit, I don't really be on it too much, but it's Tirotero. It's TIROTERO. If you look up what that means in the translation, you probably be like, this nigga crazy.
I'm gonna look that shit up.
Straight up. So yeah, Tirotero on Snapchat, man. But for the most part, you go on www.justrightrecords.com/hyphen, and you'll just see all the updates, videos, music, stuff like that. I got a lot of stuff coming up. We actually fuck around and sit down and collab on a podcast or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right, so
right, let's just, you know, yeah. I mean, we'll sit down and figure some stuff out. But I got a lot of things on the works, so stay tuned for that. Cool. The movie, you heard?
Dope. Right, let the people know your social media.
Before I say that real quick, let me just extend the invite. You know, we had a kickball tournament recently. Throwing another one.
Wait, you just can't say it like that. I won the kickball tournament.
Okay, you won?
Yeah, but go ahead. Continue.
Okay.
All right. We're doing another kickball tournament. It's for the love. Kickball tournament is on August 26th.
It's a
August
Saturday.
Fight night.
August 26th, I'm around.
Extending an invite right now, you know. More than welcome.
Yeah.
You don't want to play, you can still come.
Yo,
and
listen,
show
if y'all could just send me a reminder on my inbox or something, just count me in. I'll come.
Got you. You said you had kids, so it's a place where you could bring your kids at.
Yeah.
Music,
friends and family.
Friendly environment.
Yeah, it's
free
all
food,
cool.
You know what I'm
all good.
Dope. All right, awesome. Yeah. I'm around for that. Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely.
Follow me everywhere at the Real Room City. Everywhere at the Real Room
Red
City.
Room City. Okay, the I Real think Room I already City. Got you, boy.
Oh,
yeah.
Y'all can follow me at 2017 Kickball Champion. That's on Instagram and Snapchat.
No, word. That nigga killed it. Y'all almost believed him. I was like, word.
I'm fucking with y'all. Follow me. I am Chris underscore P. I'm Chris underscore P. Instagram, Snapchat. Follow the podcast page on the IG at RTD Podcast. And Ray, before you get out of here, let the people know your social media.
Yeah,
Peace World. Maserati Ray, MASERATI underscore Ray, RAY. Definitely shout out my guys here. RTR Podcast. Yeah.
Just Right Studios. I hit Ray up yesterday.
Just Right Records.
I'm like, yo, can you get hyphen here tomorrow? He's like, all right, let me give him a call right now.
Ray's a real one.
Hit me back real quick.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That bit
was
clean, Ray, by the way. Man. That's my man's right there.
Appreciate that.
That's bro right there.
And it's all big family, man. You know, I'm all for the state and all for everybody that, that really sees the vision in a bigger picture. So word. I'm always here to help. Anything I could do to help make our state grow and be noticed, I'm in.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right, so this show, we'll send you all the information. It's going to be up on iTunes and SoundCloud and things like that.
Awesome.
So this episode 99, this podcast, Metaphor, My Political Connects. Remember, I'm going to be politically correct. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week. Thanks for coming.